I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The ceasefire in Gaza continues to hold, and Vice President J.D. Vance is in Israel looking to push that agreement toward a long-term peace. At the same time, he's been trying to ease Israeli concerns that the Trump administration's dictating terms. Meantime, Charles Dolly-Desma reports the International Court of Justice says Israel must allow the UN Relief Agency to supply aid to Gaza.
The UN agency in Gaza, UNRWA, has been effectively banned from the territory since January. The agency was the main provider of aid into Gaza. The World Bank's president said on Wednesday that Israel is under the obligation to agree to and facilitate relief schemes provided by the UN and its entities, which includes UNRWA. Israel for some time has denied it has violated international law. The country says the court's proceedings are biased and Israel didn't attend hearings in April. I'm Charles Dolly-Desma.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.